I'm Denzel Dion.
And I'm Ricky Thompson.
And this is
We Said What We Said.
Woo!
Yeah!
Yeah! No. Okay, we have a guest, Drew. Drew, just introduce yourself.
Yes, please.
Oh, yes. I'm Drew Afualo.
Damn, fuck. I was going to say, don't say your last name because I want to, like...
No, you're fine. It's Afualo.
I was going to say Afualo. Because you know, people butcher my last name all the time. Same. So, like, I know, like...
I feel you.
Okay, cute. Wait, where's that last name from? You like Samoan? Are you Hawaiian? Like,
yeah, I'm Samoan.
Both
my parents are Samoan.
Wait,
oh,
I've never heard, like, someone, like... Wait, how do you say it?
Samoan. That's how you properly pronounce it.
I say Samoan, but you know what I'm saying? No one's ever put me in my place and say it.
I don't care how you say it.
No, that's just how I say it.
How are you feeling this morning?
I'm good, girl.
Yes, it's raining.
Girl,
this rain is not cute. No, LA has been giving us rain. I'm not here for it.
And it's been so nice the past few days.
I know. I don't know why. It started raining like last night, right?
Yeah, literally.
It's so ugly. It's so disgusting.
You don't like the rain? I like the rain.
No, I hate the rain because I want to stay inside, though.
Aren't you guys East Coast girls, though?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, North Carolina is on the East Coast.
It is, bitch.
I was thinking of Southern girl. Because North Carolina gives me, like, you know, the South.
The South.
It's on the East Coast.
You're an East Coast girl.
Yes, I'm from New York.
What's your guys' signs?
Aquarius.
I'm Capricorn. Are you a Gem?
I'm a Virgo.
Oh! And that's the way you are. Yeah. Purr.
I love Virgos.
I live for Virgos.
I love Virgos. Are you September or you August?
September.
Okay.
I'm like Virgo. Like, there's no cusp, nothing, bitch.
Wait, so what's your
They said, you're a Virgo, bitch.
Period. Wait, what's your birthday? Like, what date is it?
September 18th.
Okay, I thought it was Beyonce's.
No. She's the only Virgo that matters, to be honest.
Her and Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Michael Jackson's a Virgo.
Yeah, August. I think his birthday is like August 29th.
Virgo's in August.
And look at all three of us so successful.
No, Virgos are really successful.
They are.
Virgos, Capricorns, and Aquarius too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I was about to say, don't you ever leave my...
You don't have to put you in there, girl.
You know what's funny? He didn't want to include
right,
you.
You don't have to put you in there, girl.
I was waiting. I said, yeah, girl. Say
you know what's funny?
Girl.
I started a Capricorn hate train once on Twitter. Not on purpose, but I basically just talked about how, like, I think everyone side-eyes, like, Geminis and Scorpios, but I think Capricorns are the real ones you have to watch.
Yeah.
So, like...
Do you feel like that?
Yes, but this is why. Because my hair and makeup artist, who's also my cousin, who I love dearly, he's also a Capricorn.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel... And my sister's a Capricorn moon. Mm-hmm. So I feel like Capricorns are so good at getting people to love them. Like, they're very charming. They're very... enigmatic. They're very like, oh, I want to be friends with them. Like, they're so cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, as soon as they, like, don't want to listen to you anymore, they don't care about you anymore, or they just kind of lose interest, you're dead.
Yeah.
Period.
Like, they never met you, and I think that that's a super villain in disguise.
For real?
Yeah.
I feel like you have to be like that, though.
No, I respect the hustle. I just think... that everyone
that's
side
so
eyes.
Me I love that
yeah.
That's so me.
Oh god, bitch, girl,
yes, you have to make
spill.
No, you have to make yourself useful, bitch, the fuck. If you're not useful and you're just wasting time, it's not giving. See, Aquarius, you guys like to linger.
We don't like to linger all the time, babes.
Mm-mm.
Not all the time.
Sometimes.
I think Aquariuses are either one extreme or the other. Like, yeah. It's either infatuation or it's like, I've never heard of that person in my fucking
damn,
life.
Damn, oh my god, I'm actually reading me down.
It's either one or the other.
Yeah, no, I like Virgo. I like Virgo women. Virgo men, I love, but they're dogs.
Yeah.
Virgo men, I describe always as like, you know, like, if you're at a children's birthday party and, like, an adult man gets in the line and then hits the pinata a little too hard,
mm-hmm.
that's a Virgo man to me.
It is.
It's too much. It's too much. Like, they're too competitive. They're too, like, I think Virgo men as a Virgo are, like, spawn of Satan.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people, they're just
they're intense.
Everywhere.
They're
yeah.
very
Have you
intense.
Ever, like, talked
they're
to a Virgo intense. Before?
Yeah, yeah. I really? Love Virgo women.
Oh, period.
Of course.
And that's me being biased because I'm a Virgo woman.
Uh-huh.
But, like, Virgo men, I'm like...
No, they're awful. I think I talked to one Virgo guy.
One Virgo.
It didn't, but I have Virgo on my chart, though.
And they're big know-it-alls, too. And I can say that because I'm a big know-it-all, but there's
I think you
super...
should be a know-it-all. No, actually.
No.
I'm a know-it-all, but I do know-it-all, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I actually, like, don't I know ways?
You do.
I know it all. You know what I mean? There's nothing wrong with being a know it. There's nothing wrong with being an know-it-all if it's facts. Girl, you know what I mean?
Me always.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Me like, always. I'm like, I get it, but also I was right, so... I mean,
exactly.
I get it.
At the end of the day.
That's not me, child.
at the end of the day.
You're very like, whatever.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm I think I'm right, but I will act like I am right though. That's me.
With no facts. Dedication.
With no facts. No facts.
No facts and nothing to back it up.
Like, you're like, what? Wait. I'm like, yeah, I was right. Yeah.
Get away. Shut up. Okay, so your whole social media situation.
Yes, I want to know. How did that even get started?
Oh, when did you start? Yes.
I've been doing it full time now for about like a year and a half, almost two.
The success.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm like, know. I know.
Right?
I think like 2021, like early 2021 is when I like really kind of started trying to consistently post. Mm-hmm. And then like by the middle of 2021, I had hit like a million. I hit a million on TikTok in 2021, like July-ish. Mm-hmm. And then by the end, I hit two. And then, like, December. And then by the end of December, I hit four. And then I hit five. And then I hit six. And then I hit seven. So, like, I grew, like, 4 or 5 million in, like, 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, like, crazy. Yeah. Like, that's just insane.
It's fab.
It's so fab.
I just never fucking thought. It turns out lots of people hate men. So, there you go. Turns out there's money in that hoe. You know what I mean?
We love that. Okay, so that's when... when did you actually, like, start social media as a whole? Or did you just start on TikTok? TikTok was your first platform?
Yeah. TikTok was my first platform.
For real?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, I'm 27. So, like, mm-hmm. I've had social media for a long time. I've, like, you know, I grew up... I've watched y'all forever. So, like...
Big fan.
Yeah, y'all are so amazing and always have been. So, I've, like, seen you guys before. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I was just really normal. Like, before social media happened, I graduated from college in 2017. And then I just, like, was working. Mm-hmm. I wanted to work in sports. Like, my goal was to work in, like, sports media. I wanted to be on TV. Like, I wanted to do, like, I wanted to do, like, sideline reporting for the NFL.
That's actually fab if you can do that now. Like,
yeah.
That's actually really fab.
In 2019, right before the pandemic hit, I got an opportunity to work at the NFL. So I worked at the NFL before I did this.
Really?
Oh, yeah, girl. But I got fired, so.
Girl, wait. How'd you get fired?
Oh, girl. Oh. I'll tell you offline, but I'll say it didn't end well. And, they just... It went down in flames. And like, as a Virgo, mm-hmm. I've first of all never been fired. And second of all, have plans. So like, when my life plan didn't work out, I was like, what the fuck am I going to do? Like, right. I had no idea what I was going to do. So then I just ended up, I got fired. And then like 2 weeks later, the pandemic hit. And so we were all just at home and I had no idea what I was going to do. I'd never, ever not had a plan mm-hmm. for my life. So I was like, I don't know, like... And my boyfriend kind of encouraged me to start posting on TikTok. Like, he was like, why don't you try? Because at that point, it was growing. It was really big, but it wasn't at all where it is now. And I felt too old and too brown for the app. I was like, it seems like a lot of little white kids. I don't know if I can relate mm-hmm. to that. And I just kind of started watching. And then I found other creators that I really loved. And then I just kind of started posting. And then here we are.
Wow. So how'd you get that idea of, like, you know, really bashing these shitty men?
Y'all. Hold on. Wait. This is not a joke. It's just hilarious. I have come to the official consensus that every man who openly and unabashedly hates women, they are officially gone. They are unsavable. Burn their ashes swiftly and give them back to Poseidon.
Girl, you haven't even been a chokehold. Gotta be sick. Oh my gosh. Yes.
They're real easy to choke. If you think about it. You know what I mean?
The thing is, like, when you come for a man, like, it's different for, like, a man coming for a man, but, like, as a woman, like, coming for a man, they just get so
upset.
They get gagged real easy. Like, and if you think about it, like, I'm not even really being my meanest self. I'm kind of just being silly.
Mm-hmm.
But the very first video I ever made that went viral was I stitched someone that was like, what are very specific red flags you have in men? And then I wrote like a list and they were very specific. Like I said, like, if Wolf of Wall Street is his favorite movie of all time, if he loves Tom Brady, but like no team, just Tom Brady. If he's like, what else? If he wears a backwards hat in the pool, if he has a clock tattoo or loyalty tattooed on him.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of very specific things.
Gosh.
That was my first video to ever go super, super viral.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I had a lot of women and femmes being like, oh my God, like, this is so funny. And then I had a whole lot of men being like, fuck you, fat bitch. like just crazy. Like I never.
Love using it as an
they,
insult.
Oh, I'm they not. Truly do.
I'm like, woo. Like, okay.
Well, I had never experienced hate on that level. Like,
right. So how is the hate?
It's bad. It's really, really bad. I feel like some people think I'm kidding sometimes, but like it's bad. Like I on the regular get death threats like thousands a day on all my platforms, even to my email. Like they send it to my work email.
Are you serious?
Oh yeah, deadass. They're awful. Men truly, truly hate women. Like they really do.
Oh my God.
And it's really bad. So I just had no idea that it was gonna.
So how do you deal with that?
I mean, when they started that video, I thought it was funny. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I'm going to look up what you look like. And if you're going to talk about what I look like, I'm going to talk about what you look like. And well, PEMDAS, it cancels out. Mm-hmm. It's fine. They love to body shame. I don't know why they hate it when That's they get the body thing. Shamed. Mm-hmm. But they love to body shame. And
when you body shame a man is like, they be like, oof, that hurt. It hurts them even more.
Yeah.
It just really does.
And when you like laugh and don't take anything they say seriously, they hate that even more. But mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't give a fuck if a 5'6" bitch from Michigan thinks I'm ugly. Like, oh, what am I gonna do?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, bitch, yes. I don't care.
Right.
I don't
exactly.
care at all.
Period.
It doesn't mean any. Like, sometimes people are like, how do you deal with it? I just don't.
Yeah.
Don't I always say that? You know what I mean? always say that. I don't.
I simply do not. Well, and I just say, like, I just go look at what they look like and then I feel better.
Right, that's the best thing. I love looking at what my haters look like. I'm like, oh, this is what you look like.
Yeah. I'm like, I'd be mad at me too. I'd hate me too.
I would
hate
me too.
Yeah, I'd be mad at God personally. I would take it personally.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that was like, I started stitching them, and then like that was when I was in my like lawless, unhinged TikTok because I didn't think I was gonna become anybody. So I was posting like 10, 12 videos a day, like responding to individual comments and giving them personalized insults, like every single one.
Mm-hmm.
And then it started growing me like really fast. And then people, they're all gone now. Like people are like, oh, like what? That was when I was being really mean, but mm-hmm. you know, the guidelines took all those down. So, yeah, they just, I don't know, just like snowballed into this. And then they started sending me videos. And then I would say like, oh, someone sent me this. And I think it's like the implication and the assumption is that I'm single
mm-hmm.
and lonely and bitter. And that's why I hate men.
But then when you pop out your man,
yeah.
the girls are quiet.
Yeah. And objectively, my man is very handsome. So
I know like, he is fine, girl. I know it, girl. I know it. I can feel it in my body, girl. Yes, I know he's fine.
Yeah, I'll literally show y'all a picture of him.
Ooh, live like, reaction. Oh, God.
And my man's actually in fitness. Like, my man's a personal certified personal trainer.
Oh.
So, like.
It's a CPT.
And yes. he's 6'4". So.
So you've never showed him before. Up here, keep your man private.
No, I have.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, it. Babe. Are you kidding? Oh, I put
yeah.
that bitch. I said,
you
we're going
to show up. Yeah.
I said, babe, we're going to get these views, babe.
Hello.
Oh, yeah, this is my man.
Oh, yeah.
Grab my mic. Fine.
I love a man like that. Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, he's fine.
Yeah,
girl.
He's very handsome. We've known each other for a very long time.
That's cute. That's
yeah,
cute.
So,
that's
I yeah, I think it. That, unfortunately, I think that validates me mm-hmm. more to men because, you know, they take, if they can't affect how you see yourself, they're like, oh, well, she's probably like, single and lonely mm-hmm. and then I'm not that either. Oh, well, he's probably ugly. Not that either. Right. Anything else?
Yeah. Right. Yes, you made that.
Yes.
I was like, you're shooting blanks, yeah. babe. You got Come anything on. Else?
Right.
Yes. I have a few things, but I want to let you get yours off first before I finish.
Ooh. I love that.
I love that.
The thing is with the clapback and stuff, I love to do that, but like I stopped doing that. I don't know. Now social media is so different because when I do it, it's a problem. When someone else does, it's not a problem.
I feel
right.
like.
Mm-hmm. And then also too, like people just feel like just because we are who we are and mm-hmm. we have like a platform.
We have to, you know, we can't
that all of a sudden we can't. Can. Yeah.
Oh, you're going to bully me in front of millions? Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to embarrass you. Period.
It's funny because that's like what my whole entire platform is. Mm-hmm. Like literally it's built off the backs of men who hate me. If they simply stopped, then it would stop fueling that side of my platform.
Because
mm-hmm. they still to this day, they'll make like videos, like say the most awful shit about me. And then I find out what they look like and then I make a video about it. And then they're like, well, I just think it's really fucked up of you to do that to me.
Right.
All of a sudden.
That shit is so fucking annoying. That shit be pissed.
But I feel like now they do it on purpose, though, to get seen. The girls is like, no, no, no.
Some of them, yeah. Some of them, for sure.
It gets
to the point where it's not.
But
like
the guys who like it bumfuck nowhere, yeah. It scares them.
There are some men, though, who purposely try to antagonize me to try to get stitched, I think, because they want attention.
That's right. Yeah.
Men, exactly. It's not the right kind of attention. I don't know what kind of attention they're hoping it'll.
But
some of them try to start
than they would
actual.
Ever have.
Yeah, I think some of them try to start actual beef with me. But I'm like, those men I ignore on purpose because hate nothing more than being ignored. So
do you get like the crazy girls, the girls who are like you need to obey your man and not?
Yeah,
I was gonna say yeah.
Yeah, what about those?
I say, it's even dumber when it's like the woman, the conservative woman. She was like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I've picked me women a lot like they're a bunch of pygmies, you know? And so, like, I get those a lot. Not nearly as much as I get men who hate me, but, occasionally I'll have women be like, well, I just think it's too far. I think it's too much. I think it's too much this. I'm like, to you.
Exactly.
Well, you let me know. Has a man ever stopped disrespecting you because you asked him nicely?
Right.
Wow. I'm going to go ahead and say, you let me know if that works because I know my method works.
Mm-hmm. I know that's right.
Yeah. And so I think too, they think sometimes that my goal is to change them. It's not. That's why I was like, I don't care about you. I don't care about your livelihood. Yeah. I don't care if you're happy. I don't care if you're successful. I want you to shut the fuck up. That's like my only goal. And it works.
We love
that. There you go.
I love that.
I have like nothing, no personal vested interest in bettering you as a human because I feel like if we're at our big grown age, you've made your choices, like, of who you are as a person.
Got that right.
I shouldn't have to convince you to respect women. You know what I mean? Period. Like, that's not my job. You didn't come out my coochie, so it's not my... I'm not your mom.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you think that you're going to take what you do on TikTok somewhere else? Like, you trying to make it a bigger thing? Or, like, what are you feeling about?
Yeah, I mean, like, I think you guys know, because you guys have been in the game for a long time, and you guys have successfully done this, but I think diversifying like as soon as you get the platform is important to sustain longevity in the world because you know a lot of times when people are hating they're like well social media is not forever and you guys blew up on Vine right so like you're right like it isn't forever so the goal is to move like immediately so as soon as I realized that this could be like my career I started mobilizing in other ways to kind of grow my platform and move into more like traditional forms of media. So like I have my show, like the comment section, which is now Spotify exclusive starting April 5th. And I have another podcast with my sister called Two Idiot Girls, which is like a completely different side of me, I feel like. And then
is that like your area code or something?
It's just we're two girls and we're both stupid, so that's why I feel like that's just
Wait, what's the name of the podcast?
Two Idiot Girls.
Oh, I thought you said 288 Girls. I said, okay, girl.
Giselle,
that's just like we're not hearing the same thing.
What?
I said, is that an area code? I said, 288 Girls. That'd be cute, like 212 Girls. You know what I mean? I thought it was an area code.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cute. That's a 288
Girls.
That's what I thought, girl. Is that an area code? Okay, I love that. I love that. So
yeah,
cute.
That's just like that's more of a silly side, I feel like, because we're siblings, so it's like the banter is very different. Yeah. Like, you guys are practically siblings, I feel like, at this point.
She said practically.
Shut up.
Twin girls.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Okay, that's cute.
Yeah, so
I have
like those two, and I'm currently writing a book right now.
Is it a memoir?
No, it's not really a memoir. I would say it's more so in line with like self-help kind of, because I get asked a lot of questions about like my own personal beliefs, like how I came to be this way and how I like see things like through my own eyes kind of. So I'm working with that like in collaboration with Questlove since he has a new imprint, a new publishing imprint. So
why is this an artist?
Questlove, yeah. He's like the roots.
Yeah.
So he's on Jimmy Fallon.
Love him.
Yeah, so he's a literal genius. So I'm honored that he is working with me on my book. So yeah, I'm like immediately started rolling balls in all different directions.
Period.
Because I understand that social media can be fleeting, so I really want to diversify. And then I want to get into like more acting stuff. I know you're in the new show. Is it Swarm?
Yes, it is.
Yes,
darling.
I know you're in Swarm. So that's so amazing. And your clothing line is incredible.
Thank you.
I know you went to Fashion Week. Right?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
I appreciate
that. I think that's incredible. But that's why I mean, like, you guys. understand.
You have to diversify. Like when you do social media for so long, like us, we get to a point where we're really over it, but obviously we still have to do it to make the coin and stuff.
But
just being on social media is fab and all, and it's different now because when we were on it, it wasn't oversaturated.
It wasn't.
We took all the coin though, girl. You have to come to us, bitch.
We gotta stack your bread while you have to.
Like it was just such a different space for us. Like brands didn't know what they were doing. It was just everyone was just testing this. Now obviously people have the formula and have everything, but when we started social media, it was just so different.
It's crazy now to think too how like that some kids like Gen Z and younger are like, I don't want to go to school, I want to be an influencer.
Why?
Which was just not a thing.
It was not a thing.
Yeah, it was, that was not even remotely a possibility. Like, it wasn't something that you aspired to. It was just something that happened.
Right, because you think it was a joke. They're like, wow, you do social media.
Yeah, I'm like, well, bitch. Literally,
because I was talking to like my assistant principal last week. They want me to come in, like, talk about, like, being an influencer.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. But I'm like, damn, this is a, he was like, my history teacher, Ms. Barbara, love her. Shout out to Ms. Barbara. She was like, yeah, the kids are saying, like, they want to, after this, they want to be an influencer. They don't want to go to college.
It's crazy.
And she was like, can you come please tell these kids that it's not easy as like what it seems?
No,
like,
truly.
It's really not. Like, it's cute and stuff to like get a viral video, to gain some followers. But like, there's been a lot of people, even like friends we had at the time who had like millions of followers who didn't know how to like make money from it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, now everyone has like millions of followers. It's not even like a thing now.
Well, especially with TikTok, I feel like it's so easy. Like, I've talked about that before with people who have asked me, but like, with TikTok, it's easier to go viral, but it's harder to sustain.
Yes, it is.
Whereas, like, Instagram, it's so much harder to penetrate that algorithm. But once you do, it's, like, long-term. Like, if you grow a big, engaged following on Instagram, like, that will monetize itself eventually. Same thing either way. They're just two very different kinds of feats.
Instagram is...
It's hard.
It's hard. It's much different.
It's so different. Yeah.
That's why I like YouTube. But like YouTube for me really pushed me and like made it better for me to just do long form of content. We was like our own producers, bitch. We set up our lights, the camera, angles, walking past, doing all that. So it's just like a more situation. And I feel like TikTok really shrunk that down instead of like the
It's like
short videos.
Evolved. Like it's just completely 180'd. But I feel like too, even now, I feel like when they aspire to that, because I get asked questions like, oh, how do I grow a following? Like, how do I... Which is a hard question to answer because I don't know how you yourself will grow a following.
Exactly.
You got to have a thing, like, whatever it may be. But that thing... Like, there are many creators that have been around for, like, ever that don't want to do what it is they initially got big for anymore. Like, they have their passions lie elsewhere. So, like, if they were in beauty and that's how they blew up... They grow in the industry and then they're like, I don't want to do makeup anymore. I'm bored. I want to do something else. Like, so I think like I try to tell people like it sounds so like fucking corny, but like you have to like really want to do it and you have to like
grow that sauce right now.
You have to grow it the way that you want to do. Yeah, right. Literally.
Girl,
it's hard
to even like,
and you guys have been in the game for so long.
Oh my god, it's so long.
It's like so hard. I'm like,
me
I
and
don't
you have these
do.
Conversations every day. I'm like, bitch, we have to give the kids a do it.
I'm like, what the hell y'all want to do?
Like, Denzel, like I was on TikTok live the other day. I was like, Denzel, we just want to see anything you want to do. I'm like, it's just the act of setting the camera, doing this, doing the content. It's a lot of mental work.
We're
comfortable to the point now, like we don't have to force ourselves to do anything. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
So which is the goal, eventually.
But you actually have to want to do it. You know what I'm trying to say? And the willpower to do it is different.
Yeah. It's so
difficult. Now with all these platforms, is they only favor you if you're consistent, which from their side is fab.
Yeah.
Which is sad.
I like made a I did a panel once and they asked me like it was like a monetizing like kind of thing. We're talking about different avenues of making money as an influencer and they were like, what's your best piece of advice for people who want to like monetize like a platform or like make money off social media? And I was like, you got to be real cool with not making shit for a long time.
Oh, yes.
Don't quit your job. That's what I say. Like, sometimes you'll get, like, on TikTok especially, you'll see people get, like, 100,000, 200,000 followers and then quit their jobs. Don't do that. You're not going to make anything for a long time. Like, when I was first doing TikTok and I really started growing, like, I make a video every single day. Like every single day, like 7 days a week, I didn't make shit off TikTok for a long time. And my videos had millions of views. I had like 5, 6, 7 million views a video, each one. And I didn't make anything from it. Like I would make money, but it wasn't enough to live off of.
Right, right, right.
But it was like a means to grow my platform. I was like, it'll just keep growing me and growing me. And eventually the money will come eventually, I'm sure. And then I got signed and then I really started like leaning into it. And then I started really making money. So I was like, I gave myself enough time. I'm like, okay, if I don't start making livable money by this time, then I got to figure something else out. Like, which is what I told myself. As a like adult with bills, I'm like, I have, I have responsibilities. So I have to pay my bills first before I do this. But my dream has always been to be in entertainment. I just thought it was going to be with sports. But thankfully it's this, because this is like, I feel like my true purpose.
Yeah. But the universe.
You should still talk about sports. That'll be fine.
Yeah, I've tried. I've tried to talk about, I mean, I do, but like, that's like a whole nother hornet's nest that I kick when I talk about that shit. Like men get even more mad. Like, you don't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
Sports fans are the worst.
They are.
They're a cult.
Men who worship grown men like that.
They're the true groupies. I'm like, okay. The male groupies are like the worst species. Like,
yeah, I did a episode once where I kind of talked about being like, I forget what the topic was, but in the clip I posted, I was talking about how like, what's the difference between someone who goes to like Harry Styles concert and buys his merch, and you buy a jersey with another grown man's last name on it and you wear it to the game.
Fangirl.
You're all fangirls. Like, they come out, you scream, right? Same thing.
Same thing.
You follow them, you like their stuff, you comment even though you know they're not going to see it. You're a fangirl.
Literally. Like,
oh, girl, the man got mad.
You know they got pissed. I don't know what the fuck that you talk about.
Because this, that is so fucking true.
That's so true. They like, $1,000,
like, even like the people, like when we go to like Rolling Loud and all that stuff, the rappers, they be on a dick heavy. I'm talking the rappers. Like, those are the worst.
Men who worship rappers. Yes.
They dress like them. Or he got that on. I be looking at that, like, first time.
Two sides of the same coin. Like, you're both the same person.
I'm like, you're like, really... I'm like, oh my God, calm down. Like,
well, and at least,
I like that I'm not into that. Calm down.
At least with women, when they fangirl, they're like, oh, I just love them so much. And like, men will not admit that they love them.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's gay.
I'm not gay.
It's super, super straight to like buy shit with another man's face on it. Super.
Right? Their posters, phone cases.
Maybe so. Yeah, I'm trying to be like him. Male groupies really disgust me. Like, that's like the worst thing you can ever be in my
life. I do not want a male groupie.
I was talking to someone and they was like, oh my God, that's the same. I'm like, oh, calm down. You know him?
Calm
down.
That would make me nauseous.
Disgusting.
Ew,
I'm like, keep it fucking cool. You're a grown ass man standing over somebody else.
I just feel like straight men try so hard, like straight terrible men try so, so, so hard to like convince you that nothing they do could ever, like anything, any kind of love or adoration is like immediately feminine to them.
Yep, they get scared. No, I'm like, calm down.
Well, I know, like one of my first videos I posted when I didn't have a following at all. I was just like posting for funsies. I stitched another girl who was like, what's like the craziest, like, I think it's like celebrity hitting on you or like athlete or something. And because I worked in sports when I was in college, I worked around a lot of professional athletes. And when I was like 20 years old, I had like a really famous NFL player, like still to this day, he's still very famous. Like, he like was really into me and like he followed me on Instagram and DM'd me and like really wanted me to come over. And like, he was in Hawaii and I was in Hawaii at the time. And it was like a whole thing. And it's a silly, funny, like, it's like a story you tell your buddies to be funny. Like, my girlfriends, they don't give a fuck. If I tell grown men who love football, they're like, what? That's crazy. Like, they freak out. I don't care. I don't give a shit either way. And I told that story and all the amount of men that were like, he would never sleep with a girl like you. And I'm like, and how would you know?
How would you know?
What are the odds you know and I don't?
That's so
pretty
crazy.
Fucking low, babe.
Oh my God.
That's why I was like, they can't tell if they want to be him or be me.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? In that situation. Wow. Like, they can't tell. The line is razor thin between like loving them and like wanting to be with them. Like it's very, very thin in that realm. Like with
they men swear who love they athletes. Know them. That's so crazy. Yeah.
they swear they know their best interests.
Yes, yeah. Because I remember one time this is like 3-4 years ago, and I went to my cousin's house, and I was telling him, I was like, oh, like this basketball player was trying to talk to me. He was like, he what? Not him. I know him. He's
great. Oh my God. If only you knew.
Yeah. He was so pissed. He was punching the walls and everything. I'm like, calm down.
Let go. Those are no.
You're like, you know him. I know what he likes.
Period. I'm like, what are you talking about right now? Oh my God. That's so true though.
They're like, he would never. I'm like, why don't you DM them and DM him and see if he responds.
Period. Go ahead. Oh my, what was that?
Since
like,
you got
though?
It like me. It was hilarious because at the time I wasn't anybody. I didn't have any plans of being anybody. And it was just weird. Like it was just funny. Cause I've told that story and people who love me know that story already, but like they've asked me, like, girl, how do I bag an athlete? Like blah blah blah. I'm like, be in the room.
That's all.
Bitch, when I tell you they will fuck anything, I'm not kidding. Like anything.
God knew not to give me a motherfucking womb, bitch. It'll be over.
That's I said. They are so easy. It's not funny. Like athletes are the easiest ones to get. But to
get them, you have to act like you're not interested.
Exactly.
You have to act like you don't give a fuck. Whatever.
You know what's funny? I'll tell you the story of how I met that guy. So like we were at a hotel because I was media. Like I was like a journalist at the time, and I was with my buddy who knows everything about every athlete ever. He's not a terrible guy. He just loves sports, and so the two of us were together. And I told him, I saw a last name on his backpack, like, it's this. And then he was like, oh my God, he's like so... Like, he explained to me who he was, because I didn't know who he was. And I was like, okay, cool. And he goes, oh, I want to ask for a picture so bad, but I'm like nervous. And so then I go, well, he was standing next to like a valet thing to like give a ticket, and we had to get our car. So I was like, well, we have to get our car, so I'll just walk by, and he'll probably say something to me, and then I'll like start up a conversation, and I'll bring you over. And he was like, what the fuck? Like, he doubted me. And he admits that to this day because we're still friends. But he's like, he's not going to talk to you, Drew. He's super famous. I'm like, how much you want to bet?
Period.
I was like, I'll bet you $100. I walk by and he says something to me. I'll bet you $100. And then he was like, okay, yeah, you're on. And I was broke as shit. So I was like, I'm going to make this happen.
Right,
so, so I like walked by. And like, I just like looked at him and that's it. Didn't say hi. Didn't smile. It's like very like. And then looking, and then he was like, hey, what's up? And I was like, oh, nothing much. What's up with you? He goes, what's your name? And I told him, I was like, oh, I'm Drew. And he told me his name. And I was like, oh, that's what I thought. It's really nice to meet you. My friend over there is like a really big fan. And then he started talking to me. He's like, are you a fan of mine? And I was like, oh, I guess. And then it was like,
that's how you got him.
And then, what? Followed, liked a bunch of my old pictures, DM'd me that night.
That's
girl,
not,
easy.
It's easy. It's the fuck.
It's
people
easy.
Act like you're so good.
I would think it'd be so hard.
It's so easy.
For
it's like,
athletes, it's not.
It's for athletes, it's easy. Yeah. Even like rappers, it's easy. Like they don't want someone.
Yeah, I've never had experience outside of athletes.
But
yeah.
Everyone there, like even when we go out to these clubs and stuff, the girls, even like some of my friends, the girls are dressed in their outfit, trying to get chosen. They are looking, standing by the bar. No. But you have to be that bitch who just walk through, get your drink, and just chill. They be like, oof, that's the one.
Yeah, that's why they're like, how do I get them? I'm like, just have a pulse and be there.
Yeah, girl.
Just like, just be in the way.
Tap and try to be like,
say, hey,
no.
Yeah.
You need to be there like you belong there. Like, this is
nothing.
Yeah,
just ignore them. That's what they love the most. They love.
Oh, let me use.
They're like, why you not? They can be like, oh my God. Like, yeah, you so. I'm like,
I know that's my problem. Like, oh my God, you're wise. So
bitch. A bitch like me, I go there, get my drink, and I just be quiet. Don't say
nothing. Yeah. I'll destruct their ego, which is my fucking problem.
I don't.
Aquarius.
Yeah. And Aquarius make you feel good, period.
That's
you
true.
Like, you're hyping them up.
But once they get your attention, they like can't live without it. That's the thing with Aquarians,
exactly.
I feel like.
It's the truth.
Yeah, it's true. They love it.
You're so fucking annoying.
It's the truth, girl.
It's so easy. Yes.
I love being Aquarius. I love it. Oh my goodness. So what does like your boyfriend feel about like all of this? Like these men be talking shit about you. Does he get mad or whatever?
I think he's used to it now. Okay. I think in the beginning obviously it bothers him, but at the same time he like knows I can take care of myself, so he's not ever really worried about me. He just wants me to like, he wants me to still like be having a good time and not like, you know, feel like it's overwhelming at any point. But it's funny because when men disrespect me so openly and then they find out what he looks like, he's like the epitome of what they would consider an alpha, like whatever the fuck that means, but like
such a man.
I'm more of a man than most of them, to be honest. But he like, he truly, like men like that will get so wrapped up in hating me that they'll DM him, like my boyfriend.
Are you fucking serious?
Oh yeah, girl. And they'll say things like, they'll literally say things like, you know, it's so funny because like, I think you look great. Like, if you have any tips, I've been trying to grow my arms. Anyways, I hate your fat bitch girlfriend. Just like, side note. Anyways, you look great. If you have any tips for me, that'd be much appreciated.
What?
Yeah, like they like don't have it in them to like be disrespectful to him because that's just how misogynistic they are. So like, it's like almost like game recognized game. Like they see him and they're like, all right, I hate your girlfriend, but like you look good. Let me know if you're ever single. Anyways.
What?
So I'm like, sometimes it's, again, it borders. Like, the infatuation with him, it's like,
it's a bit like,
Yeah, like, sometimes they'll be like, he can do so much better. Like, they'll write things like that. I'm like, who, you?
Yeah, literally.
Bitch, throw your hat in the ring. DM him. See if he responds.
Oh,
I'm like, let's see.
Really.
Delusional. It's crazy.
They're insane.
They are. Man. They just don't have it in them to admit that they were wrong or that they got embarrassed or anything like that.
They're so Delulu.
Yeah.
So Delulu.
So Delulu.
So we like to travel. Do you like to travel? Like, where do you go if you do travel?
Oh, yeah. Since I started doing this, I fly all the goddamn time.
For
everywhere.
Real?
Mm-hmm. Always. Yeah, I've been in New York twice already this year. Yeah, twice.
Okay, cute. What was, you had something to do in New York?
Yeah, I went to Fashion Week stuff with NARS, which was really cool.
Oh, period.
Bitch, that hotel they put you in?
Oh,
bitch.
Girl.
Ooh, I said, well, damn.
Damn, girl.
I
said, wow. They had budget.
No, like, when I got in there, I said, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I was looking at hotel to book a room. I said, oof.
It's
giving very much check, add to cart.
Same. Yeah. Cause you put it on the vision board.
Right. Yeah. She was fine.
No, she's, yeah.
No, that
was
a hotel.
Was that like your first like brand trip?
Yes, being flown out for stuff, like flew out, like brands flying me out for other things. No, I did a whole bunch of flying last year for other stuff, but like that was my first like brand trip with like a brand and like going and doing
been
like
on a brand
stuff.
Trip, bitch. We've been here so long. It's because you're a man.
Oh, I've been on a brand trip, girl.
No, you have not.
Yes, I have, girl. What? You forgot where I went, girl.
Where?
You forgot. Where'd I go? I went with YSL to where?
Oh, fuck, you did.
I did, yeah,
that was his first brand trip. But,
I did, girl.
I mean, yeah, I'm talking about a trip where they fly everybody, like, NARS.
All
like,
the girls.
Yeah.
Like, all the girls in the different YSLs in New York.
If that's the case, I've been on brand trips, too.
Go where?
No, girl.
Where?
Bitch, if a brand flies you out, everybody go. I'm being like a brand trip.
Yeah,
like,
it's,
you know,
yeah.
Yeah.
Because you do, like group activities.
Yeah,
it's
like that. You never been on one. Girl, you're trying to grab.
Wait, where'd I go? Where'd I go?
A brand trip, meaning like they'll take 10 of people, put them on a plane.
Hold on. Let me see where I went. Hold on. Girl. I remember.
Get a flute out for a brand. It's not a brand trip,
girl.
You're
checking the Snapchat memory.
Girl, hold on. Wait, let me check. Hold on. Where'd I go? Where'd
that's
I
the
go?
Case you've been a man here. Girl, get a flute out to go to
girl.
This country.
No,
that was the first one. That was the first one I've ever done.
I'm talking about a brand trip.
That was a brand trip. They flew bitches from New York, from California, all for YSL Beauty. Yeah, babes, I want a brand.
I think there actually is one right now, YSL Beauty. I think they're doing they're in Morocco right now.
I know. That's right, why Morocco?
Yeah, it's Marrakesh.
Blow.
I guess. I mean, you know what I mean.
Anyway, how girl?
That's a brand trip.
That's a brand trip.
What did y'all do?
We did. We went to the farm where they showed us where they make the makeup, everything like that.
Okay, cute. That's a brand trip.
Yeah.
I know.
Where's
but I
brand trip, girl?
Bitch, mine is just Paris, Miami.
No, that's like a full, like.
It's literally the same thing.
No, I feel like the difference between our brand trip is like they take us like for like a weekend or something.
Yeah.
Bro, you got food for one
that's
show.
The same thing. But Miami was the same thing. Was there for 4 days. Everybody had to go on set, had to do that.
Okay, we even
a that's not a brand trip, bitch. I mean, like a Nard. Bitch, I'm talking about like when Tarte takes the girls out.
Yeah. I feel you.
Like, when Tarte takes the girls to Dubai. Yeah. That's what I think of a brand trip.
I feel you.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like they go to a like somewhere tropical or they do something
they do
like all these activities.
Yeah. We did that.
Oh, if y'all did that, then that's a brand
trip. Yeah, I take pictures of the perfume, all that. Yes, in Morocco.
Yeah.
Miami, Morocco.
You a bum bitch, girl. Girl, bye. Morocco, girl, bye. Girl, bye. No, but yes. Yeah. That's the case. I've never been to a brand. Oh,
what, that was my first one ever. So
you brought up Tarte, girl. Them girls eating girl.
Bitch, I've always wanted to be a Tarte gal.
You want
to
talk about a brand with money? Money. Tarte got money. Yes, girl. Bitch. Or
like when Morphe used to do that. That's what I. That's what I.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see. from the beauty instance. Like that's what I see. But you went from beauty. Why is that beauty?
Yeah. Well, they do in the States. Like I know they did one in like Wyoming. You know, like they went to the snow. The girls went to the snow. Like I've seen them do that before, but like I'm not a beauty girl, so that's why it was cool to be invited. Because I don't do beauty content, but I got invited to like they're a beauty brand, obviously.
I feel like if you don't do beauty content, it means more if you do beauty. Because if you do beauty all the time, it's like, bitch, okay, this is just another brand. Yeah.
It's hard to like, I feel like differentiate yourself. But for me, I just like. I don't do.
Cause I feel like you, bitch, if you wear makeup, you do beauty.
That's true.
You know what I'm trying to say? Yeah. I mean, obviously, you don't have to be an expert, but I feel like makeup brands should start leaning more towards out the people.
And I
who,
think they have been.
They have been. Because they've if someone's kind of getting paid to say they put on foundations, like, okay.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, it's like, it was something that was totally different for me, but it was really, really fun. And the girls were all wonderful. And the brand, I love NARS. So, like,
yeah.
We not sponsored.
Narcissist. Are you Narcissist?
Yeah. Yeah, but I was there for Fashion Week stuff with them, and then I just went back recently for some other stuff I'm working on.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to like the Jonas Brothers shows when I was there.
Oh, cute! Yeah, are you a fan of the you know the JBs?
I was when I was a kid. Yeah,
same.
I was a big fan girl.
Right, I love Nick Jonas. So fine,
a Virgo.
Yeah,
I'm more Joe.
That my sister was a Joe girl. That's why I was like, that's the white side of me.
Are you
but
a Kev girl?
Girl.
That's the meanest thing you could have ever said to me, bitch.
A Kev girl. I thought there was some Kev
I'm just
girl.
Kidding, Kevin Jonas.
We love you, Kev.
We love you, Kev.
We love you and your family.
I was a Nick girl, family. Though, as a Virgo.
Nick, it was so scrumptious.
I liked him after the Jonas Brothers, like when, like, Jealous. And, like,
I feel you.
Like, mm-hmm. That's how I was like, you know.
His solo career?
When he backed Priyanka. Priyanka.
We can say it like that, girl.
That's my girl, Miss Quantico. Priyanka. So we talk about brand new. So you went to the Oscars this year.
Yes.
How was that?
It was so fun. It was surreal. I got to host the red carpet for their TikTok, which was really, really cool. And that's like the biggest carpet I've ever worked. So
were you nervous?
Not so much. So like I wasn't really nervous for talking to people because I don't like this sounds so like fake, but like I'm not really fazed by famous people. Like they don't.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Like
we're all people at the end of the day, girl.
Yeah, they don't make me nervous necessarily. Mm-hmm. I just think I treat it kind of like when you go to a party and you have to like meet people you've never met before. That's kind of how it feels to me.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't really make me nervous to talk to people. I think what made me more nervous was the fact that you know my rep had told me like for the Oscars that she had pitched me and the like the CEO of the Oscars like loves me and. Like they said, like, we only picked like two people to work with us this year. So you're one of them. And that's like the only part that really kind of made me nervous. Because I was like, well, damn, I got to do a good job now, bitch.
Period.
Yeah. So that was really it. And then also like for the carpet, I wore a wig. Like I wore a short hair and I have really long hair and I hate short hair on
me. Why?
I don't know.
Short hair looks so cute on you though.
I just got a big ass head. So I'm like. When I wear short hair, it's like a Q-tip when you rub it really hard.
No, it's good though, because I feel like my head is fat as fuck.
So is mine.
It's fat.
Yeah, it's fat.
Like I feel like it structures our face.
Yeah, it came out really nice because my hair makeup artist is a genius. But like the space on the carpet was so tight that like I was like, oh my god. Okay, typically I'm like the back of my head is none of my business. Whatever's going on back there, I don't know. And I don't want to know. But then I realized all they could see was the back of my head. And I was afraid it was giving Megamind back there. You know what I mean? Like,
no.
Like head on the back of my head. But then when I saw the footage, I was like, oh, thank God. Like, it looked like normal hair. It looked like I just cut my hair.
Mm-hmm.
But I was so nervous the whole time to, like, walk with short hair and have a wig and all of that. But that was the only part I think that really made me super nervous. But other than that, it was really cool.
Guess who'd you meet on the carpet?
I met, like, Halle Bailey. And she was...
Love her down.
A gem, a Disney princess in real life. Like, love she Harry. Is so sweet. And she brought her brother and she kept talking about how much she was excited to have her brother there. And she's like just the cutest, most like perfect person love for Harry. That role.
She is,
like, though. She was, and she looked stunning. Like, she's so beautiful in real life, just as, if not more. And I met Jamie Lee Curtis and I met The Rock, like, like Dwayne Johnson. He and I have met before, like on, I hosted the Black Adam carpet in New York.
Oh.
Which like that carpet was hilarious because like I had manifested that because we're both Samoan and we're like only Samoan people in like mainstream media, and he's like way more famous than me. So like I was like, it's just the two of us. My yes. brother in Christ, just the
yes.
two of us. So like when I went to that, I was like, okay, I want to wear like Samoan stuff on the carpet because I'm gonna host or whatever. And I hosted with Chris Olsen. And it was funny because that they did not tell me at all what that was gonna look like. Like they just said, you're gonna host the carpet. And I assumed that was like what I did for the Oscars, like stand behind the barricade, like talk, whatever. And then the day of, they were like, no, it's for the live stream, like the DC live stream. So everything's live. And then you're going to be at the opening of the carpet. Every single star is going to stop. You're going to talk to them, but it's going to be streamed in Times Square, like on that big Jumbotron.
Oh my
God. And everything's live. So you got to be careful because everything's live. And then you're going to talk to every single person. And I was like, oh, great.
You hate that though.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know, but I was excited. Like, Chris was like, did you know it's going to look like this? I was like, girl, no. I found out when you did.
right.
About 20 minutes ago, I found out when you did. So I had met The Rock already, and I spoke to him in Samoan, and he was like, I figured he couldn't hear me because it was so loud. And so like, it was a little delayed responding to me. And he was like, oh my God, like, what's your name? What's your last name? Whatever. And so when I saw him at the Oscars,
it was like, he remembers.
Yeah. I was like talking as if he did. I'm like, I think he will remember me. Like, I believe he will. Cause he tweeted me afterwards, like, thanks for hosting, blah, blah, blah. But that could be a team. So then when he came up to us, he was like, remember when I saw you in New York? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, okay, so I had been drinking before. And he like basically told me like he was drunk when he saw me and he like didn't hear me. Like that's why his response was delayed. He goes, so I'd been drinking. But anyways, it's nice to see you again. I was like, that's cool.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. So he remembered me and he was very sweet. And he's like the nicest guy ever. And he always smells really nice.
Oh, I bet he does.
He has a wife. Him stop and his arms.
He's a married man.
Oh my God, aren't they all?
Get the fuck out of here. You're so annoying.
I will tell you, I saw one. I won't say who was live. I'll tell you guys after. But I saw one celebrity, one A-list celebrity, like, read a bitch, like in front of everyone. And I was gagged, girl. Like, so she's walking and, like, you guys have walked hundreds of carpets, I'm sure. But you know when you walk past media and they scream, like they're like if it's like Pedro Pascal, they're like, Pedro, 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 Pedro. Like they just scream because they want him to come over.
Mm-hmm. No one screamed.
No. Oh. She walked. Everyone's screaming because she's like super famous and she has a really famous husband.
Okay.
And so she's walking and everyone's screaming her name. And then one person gets her attention and she's like, oh, okay. Like you can ask me one question. Like she's being really sweet. And then he's like, what do you think of the color of the carpet? Because it wasn't red. It was champagne, which was like a new thing. And she looked at him and she goes, what a ridiculous question to ask me.
Oh.
And she goes, of all the questions you could have asked me.
Oof.
And then she goes, I don't know. It's tan. And she turned and left. And I was like,
oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
It is something else. Like, the way that they don't give a damn about
they
you
don't.
Is crazy. Mm-mm. But I watched her do that in front of everyone. And this man was recording, like, on his phone.
No, that's funny. What's the ridiculous question?
Yeah, then she was like, I don't know, it's tan. Turned and left. And then he's like, stops that's recording. Yeah.
Sometimes reporters are so, like...
And they're a lot, too.
They're
like,
a lot. Like with Michelle Williams. Do you sing? Michelle Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle Williams from Destiny's Child. Do you sing? You remember that?
Mm-mm.
Yes, you do. Do you remember the reporter asked Michelle Williams from Destiny's Child, like, so do you sing?
And what did she say?
She just walked away. Like, yes.
No, sometimes reporters are like, do your homework first.
Yeah.
No, actually, like,
come on.
Well, it's just like
gown?
You have one shot. Like a lot of times, like the really, really huge A-list.
They don't stop at all.
Yeah, they don't stop at all. Or if they do, you have one question, bitch. And it has to be quick and punchy, and that's it.
What could you ask for one question though? That's like that's very
I don't be caring to ask about nobody.
One of the first like really big award shows I went to was the Billboard Music Awards last year.
We love the BMAs.
Yeah, in Vegas I went last year. And I went with a group, like I got invited through TikTok, which is cool and amazing. And so I got to go and I was funny because the carpet, you know, the carpets, they tell you like what time you walk, what time to be there, whatever. And we're staying in the same hotel. And so they send out the schedule. And they're like, hey, just so you guys know, this is what time you walk, blah, blah, blah. And it says, like, you walk at this time. And then it said, real talent walks at this time. Ooh. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, kick me while I'm down.
They did that to us at the Oscars.
Yeah.
You don't remember?
Well, that's why you get there when the doors open.
I said, I'm walking when they walking.
Bro, I was waiting in the door. Remember,
he said, are you waiting? Yes. Yeah. No, I'm not here early, bitch. I'm walking when they are.
Yep.
Mm. Yeah, and it was funny because when I walked at the BBMAs, it was the summer. It was 12 p.m. outdoors, no tent. Love. Overhead lighting and sweat, that's what I wanted my getting.
That was the funnest carpet we've been on, remember?
What was that one?
We went, they had a BTS one, remember?
Oh, girl, you were standing in the back trying to get your picture. I'm like,
I was a BTS star. No, it's when Ricky was on the carpet, because it happened to me too.
Girl, that happened to me, Allison Stoner.
But Allison Stoner.
How do you ever have that moment? Like, you know, when they put you in the carpet. That's how they do that, girl. When they put you in the carpet, and let's say there's a big ass celebrity right behind you.
Everyone goes to them, and then you're just there.
Girl, my very
stupid.
First carpet I ever walked, like, actually my second, but this was my legitimate first one, because it was like a movie premiere. The bitch behind me, Jason Momoa. Girl, why the fuck am I walking before him?
Girl, he did that to us all
you're
the time. That's why they do it like that, though.
The way that they're like, move, bitch.
You're
like, okay. That happens on a
Sunday. Girl, I got my one pick and I like sprinted to the end.
Oh, it's the worst feeling.
You know what's even more annoying? He wasn't supposed to walk yet, but he came because like one of his co-workers was walking behind me. Mm-hmm. And he, like, just got on the carpet, and then they're like, Jason.
That happens to me.
Girl, it's humbling.
Every time we go on the carpet, girl.
It's humbling. Do you think they're doing it to you as a bit now?
No. We went to the VMAs. It was us getting up. Chloe Halle. I said, where the flashes go? Chloe Halle. I said, Ricky, let's go.
And you know what? I'm like, that's cool. I'll leave. But like, you need to yell at me,
girl. It's so embarrassing.
Girl, you over there, no one. You know flash. Silence.
No press or nothing.
No press. Press.
No, thank you. No.
Watching them go, no.
Yeah.
What's ironic about that is that they invite us because the girls won't tune in unless they see that we're there.
Exactly.
But then once we're there, they don't treat us like how they treat like other like actual celebrities.
Traditional celebrities.
It should be pissing me the fuck off.
Do you think we're celebrities or like what's your take on celebrities and like TikTokers and YouTubers and stuff?
I would say that there's like a line. I wouldn't consider myself a celebrity. I think other people would, but I think it's just like I'm internet famous. I think it's just different. It's not, but the difference is too, I don't think one is inherently better than the other. I feel like in the sense that like I feel like the world is changing rapidly.
Do you like it?
Like,
I hate it.
I like it. I guess it depends. I think it should balance a little bit. But what I don't like is how there are some traditional celebrities I feel like are super gatekeepy to the world.
I would be too.
Well, and they just refuse to acknowledge the social media and arc and how it's changed because it has. Like the reality is like nobody watches cable. Nobody tunes into live anything anymore. Unless you see your fave internet personality being like, I'm going to be there. I'm going to watch it. You should tune in. Which is why we get invited. Which is why I think it's crazy to be like, why would someone like this be at the Oscars? Why would someone like... Because you won't know if they're going on. Unless you find out I'm going. Like, that's just the reality of it.
That is the reality. It's just that the way like I've grown up and we've grown up, I've just been so trained to want to be a traditional celebrity. That's just how I always saw the world. And like, even though like we do social media stuff like that, I sometimes don't like, sometimes we're in some rooms, like I like the fact that I'm in the room. I wish I was in the room as a traditional celebrity.
I feel that.
You know what I'm trying to say? Because, I mean, what we do is real work and stuff like that, but seeing on their side of things, like the bitches have to fucking hustle. They have to fucking grind.
And it's different. That's why I feel like
it's just like the mood and stuff changes.
I feel like it's all like, I feel like it's apples and oranges because I feel like there have been plenty of examples of people who have jumped from internet fame to real traditional fame. Like Issa Rae is a great example. Quinta Brunson is a great example.
I love that.
That's where I think they bridge that gap because, then you have, and what ruins it, I think, for like our side, which is like internet fame, is the worst people in the world. Like, there are some influencers that are truly rotted people, and they don't deserve to be in spaces like that because they're bad people, and they, you know what I mean? Like, they got in for whatever reason, but, like, I don't think it's a matter. It's like, I think those people are the ones that ruin it. Like, they,
you're so,
you know,
right.
They kind of, like, taint the waters, because then the rest of us are fighting to, like,
be seen,
like,
be heard,
yeah,
be seen as
people who have actually something to contribute to, like, the world of entertainment. I think the world of entertainment is so vast. Like,
it is.
You could do literally anything and be entertaining. Whether or not it sustains a following just depends on the person. But that's why I'm like, there are some people who are rotten, and I get why other people don't want to be in the same room.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I
so
get it.
I understand. But at the same time, there are some people I think are traditional celebrities who, like, just refuse to acknowledge the internet as a whole.
All righty, you guys, now it's time for my favorite segment, What's Your Jam? Where we talk about what we're bumping to, what we're obsessed with, or whatever. So, girly, what are you obsessed with right now?
I just finished The Last of Us. As a Virgo, it's really good. I love it. I'm not a big fan of scary stuff, but that one's honestly really good.
It's a scary show.
Yeah, it's like about, like, it's kind of zombies, but not.
Yeah, I watched the gameplay, like, on YouTube.
Like The Walking Dead.
Rick, you still do that?
I do.
You really do?
I still do. That's what people talk about The Last of Us. I was like, girl, I've been watching this already, girl. I watch you play it online, girl. Wow. I sit down, I watch
it. I didn't even know it was a game.
Yeah.
Yeah, it started as a game. Now it's a show. Oh. I watched that show. I just started watching House of Dragon, which I'm so late.
The game,
I hate kings and queens and
that's
knights.
That's the short attention span.
Yeah, yeah. I cannot do it.
Some long ass stories, girl.
Do you like the way I, how do you say it?
Shut the fuck up.
Art thou? I cannot, girl. Not for me. Medieval Times, not mine.
Yeah, what kind of shows do you like?
Oh my God, so I feel like I've said this. I'm still on
Ugly Betty.
Ugly Betty. I love the show Ugly Betty.
Oh yeah,
it's such a good show. I didn't realize because when it was on, I was like, okay, whatever. But I've actually, like, sat down, like, binged it.
Yeah,
I love it because I'm on my whole, like, watch, like, old 2000 shows.
Oh, cute. I love that.
Yeah.
What about you, Denzel?
I'm watching The Wrong Side of the Tracks, I think it's called.
What is that?
It's the show with this Asian girl in Barcelona.
Is it Spanish?
Yeah, it's about drugs and stuff like that.
I cannot read subtitles, girl.
See.
I read you something.
I love you sometimes. I love.
Next scene, shit.
And I love Alice in Borderland, the Asian show.
Oh, I've heard that show. I've never watched it. I've heard of it.
It's fab.
Is it?
You know, I'm all into action and shit like that.
And you're reading that? How you became like that, girl?
I like to read subtitles. I really do. I don't know why it's so hard for business to read. You know my subtitles are on for even English stuff? Yeah, I love it. I'm a subtitle girl. Well, thank you so much for coming.
For
we
coming.
Were chatting, girl. The girls have to take us off the air.
I know, right?
Gosh.
Cutting us down.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Thank you for having me.
No, of course.
Y'all are amazing.
You guys can now check out the comments section hosted by Ms. Drew on Spotify.
Only
so, on Spotify. Bitch.
Yeah.
Exclusive puss.
Yeah.
Yes, girl.
Our podcast comes out every Tuesday. Be sure to hit that follow button on Spotify so you never miss an episode. This has been We Said What We Said, only on Spotify.